Ansarullah fighters have taken control of several important facilities in Yemen's strategic city of Taiz. Local officials say the city's airport, airbase, and a court complex have now fallen into the hands of Houthi fighters. Taiz, which has been controlled by forces loyal to former President Abdurrabbu Mansour Hadi, is located on a road linking the capital Sana'a to the southern city of Aden. Sana'a has been under the control of Houthis since September. Hadi fled to Aden last month, plunging the country into a deep crisis. He resigned in January amid deep differences with the Ansarullah movement. Well, let me cross over to Sana'a, joined by Press TV's Yusuf Mowry. Yusuf, good to have you with us. Please fill us in on the latest situation, which is definitely heating up on the ground there.
Heating up indeed. Actually, upon the Houthis' arrival to Taiz, they were actually leading a band and convoy of military equipment. And upon their arrival to the southern city, they were met by a mob of angry protesters who were actually catapulting anti-Houthi slogans and throwing rocks at the Houthi convoys. Now, gunshots were fired. Tear gas was fired to disperse the crowd of protesters. There were shots taking place, and at least according to some of the reports which we have got, one protester has been killed and a few of them have been injured. Now, this is a very strategic maneuver by the Houthi movement. They needed to take over the airport of Taiz. They needed to gain control in the southern city of Taiz in order for them to advance to their ultimate goal, which is the southern port city of Aden. And that's their plan. Their plan is to gain grounds in Aden so that way they can disarm the resigned president's military forces and the southern committees, which are loyal to him. These southern committees, which Abdurrabbu Mansour Hadi is putting together, they basically declared that they will push back the Houthis, they will counter the Houthi advancement, and according to Abdurrabbu Mansour Hadi, he will actually push back the Houthis. This was in his speech yesterday. He said that he will push the Houthis back to the north province of Sa'da, where he will also raise the Yemeni flag on the Marran mountain. And this mountain is the iconic mountain in the north province of Sa'da, where the Houthis founder, Hussein Badreddin al-Houthi, was killed. Now, immediately after that statement was made, the Houthis basically took it as a declaration of war by Abdurrabbu Mansour Hadi, and that's when the military reinforcements and military convoys started making their way towards the southern city of Taiz. Now, upon their arrival, there wasn't any armed resistance against the Houthis in the city of Taiz. However, there were some demonstrations which were mainly organized by Yemen's Islah Party.
All right. Thank you so much, Yusuf Mowry, Press TV's correspondent. Please stay safe. And, of course, we'll be checking back with you out of Sana'a.